Yes, I'm leading the agribusiness and finance group, and we are working very much with farmer organizations. Personally, I think it's great to have a focus on cooperatives. I've worked many years with that. And one of the things we're trying to address in the division is making cooperatives, as well as producer organizations, competitive, making them competitive for linking with markets and making them competitive for finance and investment.
Concretely, what is being put in place? What are the tools? What are the mechanisms to reach that level?
We're working on several fronts. One of the fronts is on capacity development in specific areas. One of the areas is quality and safety. As they're going into higher value markets, quality standards, safety standards need to be addressed. Otherwise, they cannot compete in those markets. We also work with the organizational side. And when I say we, this is actually much broader than our division, but multi-divisions in FAO, working on building the capacity of groups, of countries, of looking at gender issues, looking at youth. It's a fairly comprehensive look, but overall, building capacity in order to understand the changing market dynamics, the changing issues of competitiveness, and to be bankable farmers and organizations which are strong enough and have the systems in place to be sound and sustainable. Linking farmers to market deals with developing the whole value chain, a value chain being a part of a sector or subsector, but then looking at specific markets within it. For example, maize is not a value chain, it's a sector. But if you're working with maize, who are you linking with? Or if you're producing tomatoes or potatoes, what kind of potato for what market? And then working both forwards and backwards. Working backwards from the buyers. What do they want? When do they want it? What quality do they want it? And then working with them together with the input suppliers. What seed is necessary in order for that type of produce? What other kinds of inputs? What fertilizer? Are there issues with pests and how do we deal with those? This may involve contracts. And so we do have a lot of work on contract farming. It also involves finance, and we focus heavily on what we call value chain finance. Financing is possible because there are the market linkages and the multi-mutual dependency between the buyers, producers, and the sellers of inputs. Many of the relationships actually function well with implicit guarantees, without actually having necessarily formalized the guarantees, but a working relationship. But that only works when you have the capacity, the farmers have the organization, the organizations or cooperatives that are well-managed, well-developed, and are solid, as well as the producers own their cooperative, own their association, so they really support it. Those are the strongest guarantees, but it's also working with the business side on responsible investment, honoring contracts, and learning how to work with small farmers. This involves working with banks, investors, major companies, and the biggest market being local and regional companies.